Dr. Sevik, taking an office note on patient Willie Bird, BYRD, Willie WILLIE. Date of birth is 6/12/1954. Date of service 8/8/2023. Paragraph: the patient is 69-year-old African American gentleman. Referred to see me by Santa Clara Clinic for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Paragraph: his past medical history includes the following: one, hypertension for years; next, hyperlipidemia; next, diabetes mellitus type 2; next, benign prostatic hypertrophy. Pure paragraph, next, past surgical history. He's had an abdominal surgery, but he doesn't remember exactly the details, period. Social history. Patient drinks alcohol 6 packs every other day. He does smoke 1/2 pack a day. He lives with a friend, no kids of his own. He's a retired handyman. Pure paragraph. Family history. He doesn't remember the health of his family. Pure paragraph. Allergies, no longer allergies. Pure paragraph. Review systems reveals headaches on and off. No introduced per patient. Occasional chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no constipation. He does have straining upon urination, intermittent urine flow, incomplete bladder emptying reported, no leg swelling, or other systems that are reviewed are negative. Immunization for COVID-19 shots, he's not sure if he received them. Period. Paragraph. Current medications include amlodipine, atorvastatin, vitamin B12, metformin, tamsulosin, and thiamine. Period. Paragraph. On physical examination, his vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupil active prolapse and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, and it takes sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular venous extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no tapy paragraph neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated, and rhythm, no muscleness 2, no members heard, no friction of heard, lungs active to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema to lower extremities, skin, no skin rash, no the neuro exam is unfocused. Investigations from July 12, 2023 reveal the following. His potassium is 5.2 with total CO2 of 15. BUN is 24, creatinine 1.8. Estimated GFR is 40 milliliters per minute. Albumin 4.2, normal liver enzymes. White count 7.7, hemoglobin 15. Platelet count 292. His PSA was 6.87. Period. Assessment plan, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. Patient has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including hypertension and diabetes mellitus type 2. We are going to do a full renal workup, including serologic workup, imaging studies, and quantification of proteinuria, period. Next diagnosis is a severe metabolic acidosis. A patient will be started on sodium bicarbonate for support. This may be related also to alcohol intake as well. We're going to follow on that with the workup period. Next, hyperkalemia related to metabolic acidosis. Patient will be placed on low potassium diet. Potassium should improve with the treatment of his acidosis. Next diagnosis is hypertension apparently controlled on current regimen to continue. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2. Next, benign prostatic hypertrophy with elevated PSA. Patient may need a prostate biopsy. We'll defer to his primary doctor. He may need to be referred to see urology. Period. We need to rule out obstruction as cause of his kidney dysfunction as well. A renal ultrasound with bladder ultrasound is going to be ordered. Period. Paragraph. I thank you, Cindy Tursios, FNP, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I will see him back in 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup. I'll keep you updated on his progress. CC Santa Clara Family Clinic. Attention, Cindy Tursios. End of report. Thanks.